Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome back. Well, as always, this time on a Thursday, we're joined on the line by John Giles. Evening, John.
Evening, Nathan.
So it's been quite a week. What did you think was the most impressive aspect of the performance in Cardiff on Monday night?
The win. The 3 points. And I think defensively we did very, very well. We were up against it in the first half. Wells playing exceptionally well. Alan, getting the injury he received was a good break for us because he was dominating the middle of the field. But as the game wore on, getting 5 minutes, 6 minutes before halftime, the signs were there that the Irish lads were coming back into it.
How big a role do you think it was in what happened for that last hour or so, Joe Allen being forced off with that concussion injury? It seemed at that stage that he was running the show. There was a long break. I know during our commentary, Kevin Kilbane was saying he spotted Roy Keane going over to the fullbacks and maybe telling them to press a bit higher. The entire story of the game seemed to change when Allen went off the pitch.
Yeah, I think that would be right, Nathan. He was dominating. He was a very, very good player, creative player. He was on the ball more than anybody else, and Wales at that time were dominating the game in terms of possession. They weren't making many chances, which was good for the Irish team. And I think when you do that, in a team defence well and not give many, especially not giving a goal away, but not giving many chances away, then you're in with a chance. And I think the Allen injury was a good break for us. Now, there's no doubt about that, because I think he was the best midfield player on the pitch at that particular time.
What's the big difference with this side away from home? You look at the results during this campaign, a 2-2 draw away in Serbia, winning in Austria, winning in Wales, and you compare that to the home performances where they only scored one goal at home in the 3 games against those sides. Is it mentality? Is it tactically that there's a big difference?
Well, I think sometimes playing away from home, there's less pressure on you to dominate the game as the home supporters would expect you to, Nathan. See, when we play at the Aviva, you're expected to be in possession and go at the opposition. And most of the time, we didn't have the players on the pitch to do that. Whereas away from home, you can afford to defend, the crowd are not going to get at you, and you can hit the teams on the break. I think that's a lot to do with the mentality of playing home, playing away from home and at home. I think there's more responsibility, actually, and pressure at playing at home than there is away from home. And if you're playing badly away from home, the crowd don't get onto you, Nathan.
Yeah.
When you're playing at home, the crowd get onto you. And I don't think we had the players on the pitch a lot of times to dominate possession of the ball when we played at home.
Do we then need to change our mentality as a footballing nation, almost, about what we expect from our players, that if we can do this away from home, if our strength is actually when we don't have the ball, when we're not dominating possession, when we're, like as we've seen even against Moldova, I think it was 50-50 in terms of possession at home against one of the weaker sides, that if we have a solid defensive setup and we're good without the ball, can we do that at home as well?
Well, no, I think it's, I'd look at it a different way. It's not a question of pressure being on the ball. It's having the players on the pitch who actually can create things from the middle of the field. And there's less pressure away from home when you're defending than there is at home. Now, and I don't know if I'm explaining this very well, but at home you're expected to keep possession of the ball and dominate the opposition. If you don't, the crowd get a little bit unhappy about it, more than a little bit unhappy. Whereas away from home, if you're defending and you're not dominating, well, that's what the way supporters, when we play, are not going to get onto the team.
Mm.
You want to have as much possession of the ball as you have home or away. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
I think the big thing going to Wales the other night, to be honest, and the Moldova, well, particularly going to Wales, was the match we had to win, Nathan. You know, like if you go back to the first match, again, it's an approach, and it's an approach by the team and it's an approach by the manager. When we went to Serbia for the first match in the qualifiers, we went one ahead after 2 minutes and then sat back. And we had something to hold on to, something to lose. And that's the mentality. Whereas against Wales, we had to win. You know, I think if we'd have been playing in the first match the other day, I probably might not have scored a goal, because when Hendrick made the break down the right, there was actually three green shirts in the box for McLean to finish it off. Now, I think if we were playing away from home, you wouldn't have those three players in the box, Nathan. You know, we had to win. So when you have to win, the mentality changes. When we went to Serbia, a lot of talk before the match was, oh, draw would be a great result here. Serbia are a great team. It's a fortress and that. In fact, they weren't. You know, if you look back on the group, there was no great team in it. We were as good, if not better. When we played well, we were as good, if not better, than any team in that particular group.
Yeah. The changes that he made from Friday to Monday, there was the one enforced change, which probably meant maybe tactically he changed the system quite a bit with Shane Long moving out of the side. The introduction of Harry Arter, the return of James McLean, the return of Robbie Brady. I think almost when we saw the sign, there was an expectation that we would try and keep the ball a little bit more. Was there any disappointment or frustration at times that we didn't, with Brady, Hendrick, Arter, get it down and try and at least hold on to some sort of possession?
I think we tried. I think Wales played well in the middle of the park. I don't think it was a case of not trying from the Irish team. I think they tried to do it, but just couldn't get the ball. Because Wales played particularly well in possession of the ball. They didn't create many chances, which was good for the Irish team. Because normally, if a team has as much possession that they had, then you're a good chance you concede a goal or two, or certainly give chances away. Where the Irish team was very good is that despite the possession that Wales had, they didn't create any chances. And again, you go back to Alan going off the pitch, that they didn't get as much possession as they had before he went off.
Yeah.
So Ireland were able to come back into the game. And the big thing when you haven't got the ball, Nathan, is when you're defending, is obviously not to give a goal away. So no matter how much possession Wales had, we didn't give a goal away. And then when we had the chance to hit them on the break with the goal we scored, was really good. But you still have to defend well after that. But I think going into the match, you see, the mentality is going into the match. We had to win going into that particular game. In Serbia in the first match, we didn't have to win because there was a lot of games to follow that. But I think Serbia was a game that if we'd had the same mentality as we had against Wales, we would have beat Serbia.
Yeah. The one thing that does seem to have improved as the campaign has gone on is that defensive setup. Do you put that down to Martin O'Neill finally getting a regular centre-half partnership during this campaign, that Shane Duffy and Kieran Clark have had a run of fitness that he knows going in? He has his, with Seamus Coleman been out, he has his set-back four, he has his goalkeeper, there's no change. The familiarity they now have with each other?
Well, I think you need that, Nathan. There's no doubt. I mean, obviously, the more time the players play together, the better understanding they have. It could be a criticism of Martin over the campaign. There's an awful lot of changes made from match to match. We very seldom had the same players playing in consecutive matches, particularly the defenders, where there is an understanding needed. And certainly the way it went the other night, Duffy and Clark, all the defenders, they were very, very good. Very good.
I
think familiarity is a help there.
Yeah. Do you like Duffy as a defender? He's seen in some ways has been quite old-fashioned. Maybe he does the defensive things quite well, but when he's on the ball, maybe isn't the strongest?
Well, you don't expect defenders to be great on the ball. The main priority of defending is to defend, and Duffy is good at that. And I think what happened the other night, when you're defending as much as we were, there wasn't much positional choices to make, Nathan. Now, if that sounds right. In other words, we were under the cosh. So you had to defend bravely. And in lots of ways, that would suit Duffy and Clark.
They don't have to overthink it.
Yes. Go and attack the ball. And the two of them are very, very good at that. You know, there was no real decision to make except, I'm going to be the one to win it. Now, that's a great quality to have. And they had it and did it exceptionally well.
No matter who we get in the playoff draw, it's going to be a team that will be expected to beat us. We will go in as the underdogs. And it just feels as though we're going to go into that same routine of home game, away game, of at home, letting them have more of the possession than we would like, and then putting it all on the line in the away game, hoping that we come away with some sort of a result.
Yeah.
If you're in Martin O'Neill's position, what can he do to improve the side at home in particular?
Well, I think it's going to be home and away, as we know, Nathan, is to go into the match with the same attitude that we had going into these two matches. In other words, take the game on its merits. We're as good as any team. Don't forget, Nathan, we talk about Portugal and Croatia and these being strong and we'll be the underdogs. They've only finished second, the same as us.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were that good, They'd be leading the group. But they haven't done that. And I think we're inclined most of the time to overrate the opposition. You know, oh, we're better when we're the underdogs. I don't believe in that. I don't believe we should be the underdogs. If we play as well as we can and get the right players on the pitch, we're as good as any of these teams that we play, particularly in that group. Now, Portugal are a big team, as we know. Croatia are a very, very good team. But again, you know, if they were really doing the stuff in the way that we've imagined that they do it, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. They'd be on the way to Russia now. I wouldn't overrate the opposition. You have to respect the opposition, but I wouldn't overrate them.
The main talking point, as usual, before the Wales game was the exclusion of Wes Hoolahan from the team. Shane Long, presuming he's back fit, with the way they performed on Monday night, would you be looking to make changes to that team for a playoff?
No. No, I think I'd like to see a settled team, Nathan, going from match to match, apart from injuries and suspensions, to be the same. Because, you know, again, you're familiar with each other, you get a team ethic, and you can improve from match to match. I mean, if you keep making changes from match to match, then it's very, very difficult to know what to improve and where to improve. So I'd like to see a settled team. If Martin has decided that's the team, then that's it. And then you can improve that team from one match to the next. If you make a lot of changes from match to match, it's very, very difficult to know exactly what the team is going to do.
Do you see that in Ireland when you watch them play, that there is an unfamiliarity at times between the players?
Well, I think there's bound to be, Nathan. And again, it's the approach going into the matches. That, you know, we'll take the game on its merits. This team is no better. Like, when you go away from home, you naturally do have to defend more than you do at home. Now, that hasn't happened with the Irish team. Sometimes we're defending more at home than we are away. So I think the home and away thing mentality is exaggerated. I think it's a game of football whether you're playing at home or away. But I would certainly go into the playoffs now. Not to be expected to be the underdogs. You know, we obviously
take a bit of confidence from that win.
Yeah, but the approach in the last two matches have been great. Martin said after the last two matches, we've got to win these matches, and I'm quite confident we can win these matches. He said that.
Yeah.
And he was right. Because we went out and played, well, Moldova you'd be expected to win. But Wales, when the draw was made, Wales away would have been considered one of the hardest games that you're going to play against. Now, we were a bit lucky too that Bale wasn't playing because he could have made a difference. But we didn't go with the mentality of which we couldn't afford to do against Wales, that a draw would be a great result here. We had to win it. And the mentality of the players showed that. And I think Martin showed it before the match as well.
Yeah, it was a great week. And there's a big weekend to come in the Premier League as well. It really is back with a bang on Saturday. The early game, Liverpool against Manchester United. John is going to stay with us. We're going to talk about that next.
Off the ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app. Allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome back. John Giles is still on the line. So it's Liverpool against Manchester United, the standout game of the Premier League weekend. It is the early game on Saturday, which brings its own complications for the clubs with various players travelling from far-flung parts of the world to get back in time for this. And other complications as well, the sheer amount of injuries that players have picked up after the international break. Liverpool, particularly hard hit, John. Sadio Mane, it seems, is going to be out for up to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Marouane Fellaini, a doubt for this. He picked up a knee injury. N'Golo Kante could be out for a month. Mustafi at Arsenal look set for a long spell on the sidelines. I'd imagine when you return to your club as a player after an international break, the manager quite often wasn't particularly happy with what had gone on during the break.
Well, what happened in the old days of my time, you wouldn't be allowed to go. In the old days, the manager could ring in and say, no, the player's injured. Right? Now, that how they changed the rule on that, Nathan, over the years. They said now, the rule now and has been for a while, the player has to return up to be examined by the international team's medical team.
Yeah.
You don't take the word of the manager. And the reason they did that is because all the managers do. International weekends are nightmares for Premier League managers or any manager where his players are going away. He's no control over the situation. There's no good in it for him. The only thing can be bad news, they're coming back tired. Or in the case of you mentioned there for Klopp and Reno at the weekend, players getting injured. And it's a bigger loss for Liverpool, there's no doubt about that, than it is for Manchester United, because they can cover Fellaini okay.
Yeah.
Whereas Mane is a different story altogether. Out for 6 weeks, playing an international match. But, you know, it's a great match to look forward to, because at this stage of the season, it's still fairly early, Nathan. And it's an examination of how the teams are doing so far. As we saw a couple of weeks ago, you know, when Manchester City went to Chelsea and played extremely well. We just don't know at the moment. When we know that Liverpool haven't made the start that people would have expected, Manchester United have. But it's another examination at the weekend. And Klopp is unlucky to have one of his main players out for this particular game.
It's pretty much 2 years exactly since Klopp took the job. And this does seem like a perfect examination for both teams with the way they set up and the way they've played over the last few weeks. Like, it's a big examination of Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp to what he can come up with in an attacking sense to break down Manchester United without Sadio Mane. Because we've seen them at times, even this season, play some stunning attacking football. But before that international break, it definitely seemed as though, I don't know, was it Liverpool were struggling or the opposition had started to figure them out?
Well, I'd go the other way. I think that there's more defensive questions to be answered at Liverpool than attacking, Nathan,
right,
to be quite honest. I mean, they have scored a fair share of goals, but it's the goals they give away. If you look at the goals they've given away, you just can't win things with the amount of goals that they've lost. Obviously, Mane is a huge loss for us, Gordon, but they haven't actually... the goal-scoring record has been quite good. It's the goals against, Nathan, that even with a full team out... you know, if you're not organised at the defence, then no matter how many goals you're going to score, or you want to be scoring an awful lot of goals not to be winning the matches. And that's been the case with Liverpool. I think if he could get the defence right, I think he would be okay up front.
Yeah,
and he hasn't done that.
I guess that's what I was wondering about, because it was just those few games before the international break where Liverpool were still creating an awful lot of chances and didn't seem to be taking them. And do you think that the pressure...
No, but you can still win 1-0, Jayden. One of the last matches they played before the international match, I don't know who it was against, you can still win the games 1-0. Like, even though you're not scoring a lot of goals, if the defence is doing this stuff, if you look at the teams over the years, whether it be Chelsea last year or Manchester United, you know, they won an awful lot of games 1-0. So you don't have to, just because you're not scoring a lot of goals doesn't mean you have to give goals away, Nathan. And he's never really seemed to concentrate on defence. It's the goals against, really, that have cost Liverpool dearly. And we have to see now at the weekend whether he's doing anything about, or has done anything about that. But Mane is a big loss for them, there's no doubt.
You don't sense that some of their issues in front of goal over the last three or four games is related to the problems at the back, that the attacking players almost feel an extra pressure that
we need to score two or three
goals because we're not going to keep a clean sheet?
No, it doesn't work that way, Nathan. You know, the forwards are there. Whatever happens at the back happens at the back. The forwards are there to score the goals. And I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you look at all the great teams, the Liverpool teams over the past, Mourinho, you know, if you don't give much away, I think when you're building a team, you start with the defence, Elaine. You're not going to give much. You're not going to give silly goals away. You're not going to be easy to score against. And after that, you don't have to score many goals. And I think Kenny Dalglish was in the papers recently, or today or yesterday. I didn't actually see it. Somebody was telling me to say that, well, if Liverpool score, you know, if they score two, Liverpool score three. Well, that's totally against the Liverpool team's approach to matches when Kenny was actually playing in the great Liverpool teams. Gave very, very little away. Very little away. And I think that's the best way to go about it, Nathan.
The worry for Liverpool supporters must be that in these 2 years, there's been very few signs from Klopp that he can take an international break, even though a lot of players are away, but when he gets the players together for 9 or 10 days, that he can actually improve them defensively. Like, is there anything he can do in a short space of time to correct the issues, or is it just the personnel there is the wrong personnel?
Well, you know, he's been there 2 years, Nathan, and they're still losing as many goals now as they did when he first started. So, obviously, you know, the way he plays, the emphasis is certainly not on defending. It's definitely on attacking. But, you know, there has to be a balance. You have to defend as much as you, or put as much emphasis on defending as you do attacking. And that definitely hasn't been the case so far. So, unless there's been a miracle performed in the last week or two, it's very difficult to see how Liverpool are going to improve their defensive mistakes.
There were a lot of accusations last season that Manchester United were quite boring at times. But watching them at the start of this season and how they've maintained their strength defensively and the way that they're now scoring goals, Lukaku has scored in practically every goal game so far, Mata, Mkhitaryan, Martial, they're all contributing. Rashford almost looks back to his best as well. Do you look back in last season and think actually Mourinho was looking at this as a 2-3 year plan, that he wanted to get them particularly solid at the back?
Well, I think when a manager takes over like Mourinho did last year, in the first year, and Guardiola, and Conte for that matter, it's very, very difficult to get it right immediately. I think you need two windows, really, to get the players in and get the team playing the manner in which they did. Conte was exceptional last year with Chelsea, because, I mean, he started with a back four, as we know, and then he made the changes, which were brilliant changes, to produce a winning team. But I think Mourinho, or any manager for that, it usually takes two windows to get the players in you want and get the teams playing in the way you want them to play. And I think that's happening this year for Manchester United and for Manchester City as well.
This is the first of the top teams, as we might call them, that United have had to face in the league so far this season. The way they are set up, does it matter the quality of the opposition? Do they look the way the formation they use? Does it look as though it can be as strong against the better teams?
Well, you can only judge them on what they've played, Nathan. And so far, it's been very, very good. You know, they've scored the goals when it's needed that they didn't score last year, and they defended well. But again, it's another test along the way. It's a long, hard season, as we know. But there definitely seems to be an improvement on the balance of the team from last year. And that's obviously down due to the players that Mourinho's brought in, that he wants to come in to improve the side. And that's where his judgment is questioned, and all managers' judgment are questioned. Who have you brought in? Has that improved the team? And there's no doubt, I think, this season that it has definitely improved the team with the players that he's brought in.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Nathan.
Off the Ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.